This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Supreme Court sidestepping the issue of state grand jury subpoena for Trump financial and tax records.
It means that the president is not immune from complying with the ordinary process of criminal prosecution.
But remember, the bulk of what the grand jury is seeking here is material and business records that pertain to matters before he became president.
This is a legal defeat for the president, but it may be a practical victory. The practical victory for the president is that it's going to take time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
New York City will begin painting a Black Lives Matter mural at the foot of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue.
We are not denigrating anything. We are liberating Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Black Lives Matter in New York City. And Black Lives Matter in the United States of America.
Shame on you!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Just 7 years ago, it was a different country, and people were kind of allowed to say what they thought was true. Here's what Don Lemon was saying about black communities.
Pull up your pants. Respect where you live. Stop telling kids are acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. Just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should.
Can you imagine what would happen if Don Lemon said something like that on CNN Tonight? That would be their last live broadcast ever.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I don't care that much about statues.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm looking up at the monitor. Joe Biden is speaking.
For the future threats we know are just around the corner. An opportunity to address fundamental inequities of our nation. The growing gap between the very wealthy and everyone else.
He's out from his basement and I still hear the birds. Did the birds follow him? What the hell's going on? And I'm not saying he's scripted or anything, but in the shot, the camera shot, I can see two teleprompters. But you know what? As we know, in recent weeks, the teleprompter doesn't really matter. It's not going to save him. He can still screw it up. Let's just play a couple of cuts here of Biden from yesterday. Cut five.
We're going to have a breathtaking opportunity to create good-paying union jobs, deliver the promise of America to Americans who've been denied it for much too long, to rewrite our economy so the prosperity flows not just to CEOs, but to workers who actually build the country.
Did he say to liver the economy or to litter?
To liver the America to Americans.
To create good-paying union jobs. Deliver the promise of America
litter.
To Americans who've been...
He said litter.
He said liver. 100%. Listen again.
Deliver the promise of America...
Litter.
He meant to say deliver, but he just said liver.
I'm worried about your hearing, Taylor. You thought he was saying Jill Biden
VIPs,
the other day.
VIPs. Liver or litter?
They're with me.
Liver. They agree.
Well, no, they said litter.
No.
They said litter.
Okay, fine.
All right. Litter. All right. 8445... All right, but okay, we've got more stuff. We'll have more stuff from Dunmore as it goes on, but we can't wait for that stuff. We have to get it in its greatest hits form. Cut number four.
You know, back in the 30s, when we had the first breakthrough in terms of what and for having union movement be able to move.
Union movement. Be able to move. Can we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President?
Back in the 30s, when FDR went on TV.
Yeah. Incidentally, did you see that Bernie Sanders said that he thought that Dementia Joe has a chance to be the most progressive president since FDR? That's bad news for Japanese Americans, I'll tell you that. I guess, does that mean he's going to be rounding them up again like FDR was? Does it mean he's going to be appointing a Klansman to the Supreme Court like FDR did with Hugo Black? Good Lord. Okay, let's have more of Dementia Joe trying to BS his way through, not knowing what the hell he's talking about. Cut three.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed.
Posed. We're posed.
What I proposed is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look, I guess I'm taking too much time, but you know.
Keep your arms out, Mr. Vice President. It'll make it harder for them to throw the net over you.
It's like he's giving a book report and he didn't read the book. To kill a mockingbird, this guy, he went out hunting and he had to kill.
Yeah, but he can't. The thing is, at least you write down some notes, right? And you're able to understand the notes that you write down that you got from the Cliff Notes or whatever you were trying to do to make up for the fact that you hadn't read the book. All right, we have many more instances of political correctness run amok. Did you see down in East Bridgewater? A 30-year-old guy walked into Walgreens without a mask going on, and somebody jumped ugly with him and pulled a gun on him in the parking lot. The mask police, does he have a permit to carry? And then the cops arrested the guy, the mask police guy, and he immediately claimed he wasn't feeling well. He was like Red Fox in Sanford and Son. Elizabeth! I'm having the big one. They had to take him to the hospital before they arrested him. 59-year-old guy. Then down in New Jersey, a 58-year-old guy. He was going to the dump every morning, apparently. And there was a guy who had a Trump flag in the yard. Did you see this story? And so every morning the guy would take some banana peels and some grapes. Not envelopes, you know, that could be traced back to him. Just garbage. So and just throw it on the guy's lawn. And again, he was a real criminal mastermind. The guy put up cameras, and they got him on tape. And then they just told the cops, "This is when he comes by in the morning." And the cops just came by and they grabbed him. But our best story today with political correctness going running amok. You know the network MeTV. It's all the old movies.
You can watch the Andy Griffith Show, The Honeymooners, all kinds of Emergency.
Most important, you can watch Highway Patrol.
If you're into that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's, of course, if you don't want to watch it on the small screen at YouTube where you can get all 240 episodes or there. That's where I prefer to watch Highway Patrol. But anyway, you can watch it there. So they've become woke at Highway Patrol. Did you know that Happy Days? I didn't know this because I've never Happy Days watched. Do you know what the problem was with Happy Days? Richie Cunningham. Did you know? Richie Cunningham on his wall. He had it looks like a NASCAR poster. And there, you know what's in the NASCAR poster? The stars and bars, a Confederate flag.
How dare you?
So they're going to have to go through every episode of Happy Days. And that show was on for, I don't know, 10 years. And make sure that the Confederate flag is blotted out of Happy Days. They've also... They've taken out an episode of The Beverly Hillbillies, which focused almost entirely around racist Asian stereotypes. But I think I remember that one, but here's one I didn't remember. The Flintstones. Fred and Barney are now woke, in which Fred and Barney refer to two Arab characters who show up in Bedrock. They use a slur. Fred Frintz Flintstone will never be heard saying that on MeTV, they announced. An episode of The Monkees was cut for Asian stereotypes and slurs. On the other hand, MeTV is strongly defending airing Hogan's Heroes, a sitcom set in a Nazi prison camp during World War II. Apparently, they get more complaints about Hogan's Heroes than The Flintstones, Happy Days,
I have complaints about Hogan's Heroes, too. It just wasn't funny. It was not a good show.
I once met Werner Kempler at a
real conversation starter at parties.
It was great because it was right on the eve of Bill Clinton's impeachment in the House. It was on a Friday night, and Werner Kempler was on. I don't forget what he was here in Boston for, but after he did his interview with me at, I don't know, 3:30 in the afternoon, he repaired to a booth in the bar that we were broadcasting live from and proceeded to guzzle for about 2 hours and listening to me talk about Clinton being impeached. And about 5:30, he says, "I want to come back on and talk to you." I couldn't believe it. I was having a conversation with Colonel Klink, and Colonel Klink was under the influence. Great moments in my own personal radio history. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And VIPs, you're all going to get some Super Beats chews, soft chews, before we leave here today. They're great. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Roger Stone be pardoned/commuted?
By next Tuesday. He's due to report next Tuesday. I'm going to say yes.
92% say yes.
I hope so, anyway. All right, time now for our cheap bastard deal, a restaurant you know and love. Restaurants, you know.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We had one of our greatest remotes ever in terms of a huge audience last year at Precinct 10 in Weymouth, and it's owned by the Heinz Restaurant Group. They also own the Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant in Quincy, 42 North in Plymouth, and Stockholders in Weymouth. And today we have Eric Heinz back with us, and we've got another great deal with the Cheap Bastard Deals. These certificates are good in any of the restaurants, correct?
Right, yes.
And we had Eric on during the height of the panic, and the restaurants are open now somewhat, but they're worth going to, obviously, right?
Yeah, we're allowed to have people in the building, which is a victory. So I'll take it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the frustration when you just used to sit there and watch the cars going through the McDonald's across the street. That would drive me crazy.
It did. And also in another location, Stockholders in Weymouth, is a liquor store right next door. So I'd look out the window, and I think one of the times I was on the phone with you, and I look out the window, and people are pouring into this liquor store. Meanwhile, we're shut down. It's frustrating.
And the bars are still shut down.
Bars
sadly.
Are shut down until phase four, which as of right now is a vaccine.
Yeah, which is to say never.
Could be, and I hope not.
That's it's ridiculous.
I might need a job.
No, it's crazy. But anyway, so what we have is we have $50 gift cards for $25. It's a limited number, very limited number. These are going to go very fast. So you go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the store, HowieCarrShow.com, click on the store. And what have you brought in some nice food for the staff and for the VIPs?
Yeah, so obviously we have four restaurants all on the South Shore, and we wanted to focus on Precinct 10 today, and that's the one that was closed the longest. Unfortunately, it was closed for 3 straight months. We just got it open again a couple of weeks ago, and the good thing about it is, I mean, if you're into the social distance thing, it's the biggest restaurant on the South Shore, so it naturally social distances, and it's great. So if anyone's kind of on the fence about coming out, it's a great spot to go to. And the food that we brought today, we're really focusing on summer, so we did bring a good amount of barbecue food.
Excellent.
It's not a barbecue restaurant per se. It's kind of like a regional American menu, but right. Barbecue definitely is a huge component of American food. So we have a custom smoker in-house. We brought pulled pork, sausage, brisket, ribs, all of it.
Excellent. Excellent. And I remember when we were down there, everyone was ordering a lobster mac, too. That was great.
Yeah. We're already losing money with this gift card deal, so we didn't bring the lobster.
That's okay. That's okay.
And we had 3 months of losing money, too, so we went with short rib instead. Short rib mac.
No, short rib is fine.
Yes,
Short rib is fantastic. So that's great. So you guys are gonna have a great meal, and we're all gonna have great meals on it. So this is so these are good for any of the restaurants.
Yes, it is, and they're good for whether you want to dine in, which is great. I mean, we can do alcohol that way in combination with the food, or if you want to do takeout or curbside, Precinct 10 certainly.
So you're at what, 50% capacity?
Yeah, it's not really tied to a capacity per se. It's just 6 feet between tables.
Oh, okay.
So whatever, I mean.
So like you said, you already had a lot of space.
We have a ton of space.
Between the tables and the booths.
Yeah, it's like 10,000, 11,000 square feet in total. So we can pack a ton of, not pack people, but we can get a lot of people in there more so than a lot of the smaller restaurants, say in the North End, would be able to.
Oh, that's great. That's good. So this is a hell of a deal. And, anyone who was at our event last summer or knows the restaurant, Precinct 10, it's a fantastic place to go, and the other places are great too. Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant, 42 North, that's in Quincy, 42 North in Plymouth, Stockholders in Weymouth. This is a great deal for anybody who wants to go out to eat, I'm so glad you guys are back in operation.
Me too. We've been fighting hard all 3 months while we were closed to get back open as quickly as we could. It didn't work out as we had hoped, but we're finally open now. I mean, it's...
Are the stools gone from the bar? Did you put them in the back room, or are they still there?
No.
Because some places actually keep the stools there,
I can't bring myself to do it.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, so I leave the stools there. The stools are still at all of the bars in the hopes that, someday in the not-too-distant future, we'll have people at them again.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that. It's just really silly at this point.
It's tough. The restaurant industry took a beating, and I hate to say it. I think it's going to get worse over the next year or so once the PPP money dries up and other things start to unfold. But I really hope and wish the best for all the restaurant owners out there.
Are you having a problem getting your people back with the extra $600 a week?
No, believe it or not, no. We have not had an issue at any of our restaurants.
Really?
Which is great.
A lot of restaurants have.
I know they have. And that's just another problem with this shutdown. On top of losing the business, you lose the staff, and good luck getting them back. So thankfully, we have not had that issue. We have great staff, and they all came back.
That's good. That's good news. 84, again, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store if you want to get these. They're $50 gift cards for $25. And they're good for any of the restaurants in the Heinz restaurant group. And you're back to your normal hours, or what are you like? What at Precinct 10? What are the hours now?
No, so that restaurant we decided to close for lunch until the fall, because the fall is really our prime time. We get back into it in the fall and the winter. But so summertime is a great time to come because there's more space, more attention to detail. A lot of more.
What time's it open?
We open at 4 p.m. daily, except for Mondays. We'll close
4 p.m. All right, great. Thank you, Eric Heinz. I'm gonna have some food. Let's go, VIPs. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Only three of the gift certificates left. It may be too late, but you might as well make a shot at them. There won't be any left by the time we go to the next break. Joining us now is the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. And as you know, DHS has been charged with protecting the statues in that are owned by the federal government. And it's a pleasure to welcome acting secretary Chad Wolf to the Howie Carr Show. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, what's going on with the statues? Are you still are you still deployed around the statues in D.C. and I believe elsewhere as well, right?
Absolutely. So what we have are rapid deployment teams both deployed and pre-positioned around the country to make sure that we continue to protect our federal facilities. And many of those facilities do have statues, do have monuments on them. That's an enduring mission that we do every day. Obviously, it's taken on a little extra importance over the past month and a half, but we're going to continue to do that. And what we saw over the July 4th break, unfortunately, particularly in Portland, are criminals, violent criminals, targeting courthouses and other facilities there in Portland, shooting commercial-grade fireworks, carrying with them fuel and other very dangerous weapons, targeting law enforcement officers. We were able to make 11 arrests in Portland over the July 4th break, and we'll continue to do that around the country.
Now, are these, are you charging with federal crimes, damaging federal property? Because I'm just saying, I mean, I read some stories about what was going on out in Portland, and one of your people was saying, where the hell are the local cops? We had to do, we had to handle this on our own. A lot of these places, especially on the West Coast, have this hands-off policy as far as these riots are concerned. So did you, are these on federal or state charges, these 11 arrests?
So these are on federal charges. Most of them have to do with attacking a federal law enforcement officer, but some are destruction of property as well. But you're exactly right. What we have seen, unfortunately, is really a lack of political leadership in a number of cities, to include Portland, but we've seen it in Seattle, we've seen it in Atlanta and Chicago and elsewhere, not providing that backup, not providing the leadership, at least allowing their police department to do their job. So Portland police are not providing the federal government and federal law enforcement officers any support.
I don't think it's their call, though, is it, Secretary Wolf? I mean, isn't it basically the political leadership that's calling the shots on these things? I mean, I don't think the cops want to. Like in Minneapolis, the police chief told the mayor, "We can't give up this police station." Right. And I think the same thing in Seattle. They didn't want to concede the police stations, but they were ordered to by the political left wing mayors.
I think that's right. And I think that's why I always talk about a lack of political leadership at that local level, because you're exactly right. I think a lot of the law enforcement there at the local level is taking their cues from the mayor or their other elected officials there. And I think the police overall, it doesn't matter what city that you're looking at, they want to do the right thing. They want to protect their communities. They want to protect the American citizens that are living there. But unfortunately, I think what we've seen, it's been very clear what we've seen over the past month and a half, is really a politicization of law enforcement. And I've said this, that's very, very dangerous. Unfortunately, we're seeing the product of that.
How organized is this? I assume, you know, if you don't have your own intelligence at DHS, and I know you do, you're getting intelligence from all the various federal agencies. How organized is this Antifa's Black Lives Movement campaign of destruction and intimidation as well?
Well, I think what I would say is we see a variety of extremist organizations and groups and ideologies. So it's not just one group. But, when we talk about Portland, we do see an organized element there in how they are attacking, particularly the courthouse, the federal courthouse there, night after night over a five-week period. So it's very organized. We saw it in D.C. about 5 weeks ago, how it was organized. We continue to see that. So we are seeing some organization around the country, but I will say that we are also seeing, whether we talk about Atlanta or Chicago or even New York, that's more of your sort of your common criminal, what I say are violent opportunists. They see the fact that law enforcement is being politicized, is being targeted, and they're taking this opportunity to do a number of actions, to do a number of illegal actions. And I think that's having a dangerous and detrimental experience or effect on their communities.
So like the old Tammany Hall politician George Washington Plunkett once said, I seen my opportunities and I took them. And you're saying that's what a lot of these people are doing as well. Are there any particular statues they're going after, or do they just want to take down any kind of statue?
No, I think it's a little bit of both. And frankly, it's hard to understand what their motives are, because I think they, like I said, they're violent opportunists. So in some respects, they're looking for any and all statues. You know, we see them taking down not only Confederate statues, but we also see them taking down George Washington statues, Union soldiers.
U.S. Grant. Yeah, U.S. Grant.
Yeah, how about Abraham Lincoln?
How about Frederick Douglass in Rochester, New York, the runaway slave who became the leading abolitionist? in the Civil War era, and they ripped down his statue. Do they have any idea what they're, I mean, you can't defend that. I guess that's a city of Rochester statue, but I mean, suppose the mayor of Rochester said, can you guys come in and protect the statue? You wouldn't go in and do that, would you?
Well, we would have to join forces with the Department of Justice to do that. Just from an authority standpoint, we can certainly do that if it's on federal property. We have the authority to do that. But we can be deputized by DOJ to go in and provide some support as well. And the Department of Justice is doing that. You know, they have law enforcement capabilities within their department, and they are doing just that. I believe they're doing that here in Kansas City in the next several days, and they've done that around the country as well. And we have partnered with them in certain jurisdictions to do just that.
So you are working with the local authorities to protect these buildings. Now, are they going after the courthouses anywhere else or other than Portland? Because here in New England, I haven't heard anything about any of the courthouses being trashed.
Well, we saw a couple of courthouses targeted early on. If you go back to the very end of May in Oakland and a few others, there were protests around courthouses. But I think Portland is a little unique in that they have been targeting that one courthouse for some time. We are concerned about a few others, but none in the Northeast that I'm aware of.
Wow. So have any of your men and women suffered any casualties during these skirmishes with the domestic terrorists?
So I will say early on in the process, it was on May 29th. Unfortunately, we had a Federal Protective Service contract officer shot and killed in California. And again, that was on day one or day two of the civil unrest that's been occurring. We've also had, I would say, a couple of hundred of our law enforcement officers injured, anywhere from scrapes to broken bones. Some have been hospitalized and the like. And I think that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's really the big story here. You know, we talk a lot about police going beyond their authority, using their authority in the wrong way, and I think that's a good debate to have. But what we're not talking about are all the men and women of law enforcement that put their lives on the line to protect communities every day that are getting hurt, getting injured. And that's really, we should be talking more about them as well, because again, we need to make sure that we're giving them the support and assistance that they need to protect us every day.
Right. One last thing here. A texter reminds me that they burned a statue of an elk in Portland. What was that all about? An elk.
That's the first one I've heard of that. But I will, what I will point you to is I think it's interesting. I wrote an op-ed about this, that there is a statue of Lenin in Seattle. And as you know, that's...
Yes.
You talk about Lenin and being a mass murderer
right.
And a variety of things. That statue has not come down. So it's interesting that they're focusing on statues like we've talked about, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and others, but they want to leave a statue of a mass murderer up, you know, in their city. And
right.
I think that just tells you a little bit about what their motives are and what their what they believe in.
All right, Chad Wolf, Acting Secretary of DHS, thank you so much for being with us, and we appreciate all that your people are doing to protect our streets and our statues and our courthouses and all of our taxpayer-owned property and just defending law and order in general. Thanks very much, Chad Wolf, for being with us here on The Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
If you waited to get your gift certificates, you lose. They were gone in like 5 to 10 minutes. But you can still go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. There's other gift certificates as well for other restaurants like White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire, Michael's Deli in Brookline. And there's all sorts of great stuff at HowieCarrShow.com. Just check out, click on store. 844-500-4242. And even as we were talking to Secretary Wolf and before that, Eric Hines from Precinct 10 and other the other restaurants, we were also listening to Joe Biden. And even with the two teleprompters, if he turned to the left, he had a teleprompter. If he turned to the right, he had a teleprompter. But there's only so much a teleprompter can do.
I'm a guy that had the responsibility of handing out $84 billion in the Recovery Act and the financial recession.
Is that an old one? Or did he say it again?
That was just minutes ago. With the teleprompters.
He screwed that up like, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago? I remember writing about it.
Every time he talks about it. Every time he brings it up, he can't get it right.
He has a problem with zeros. It was more like $840 billion, but he dropped a zero and made it into $84 billion. I mean, it's still big money, obviously, for you and me, but it's kind of fractional. It's kind of like he added the zeros with the 120,000 dead, and he made it into 120 million dead. Good Lord.
Well, we know where the other zero went, his son.
All right, next one.
If that's raining outside, come on in, guys. I don't want anybody out there. Are you guys in the rain? Or is that not rain? I thought that was rain. It is? You guys can come on in. Don't stay out there. But look.
I don't even know where to go with that one. What the hell was he getting? What was coming down? Was it water or was it sleet? Didn't seem like really sleet or snow or hail time in Pennsylvania. I don't know what he was talking about. You know, someone, the texter points out, you know, they want a fact checker at these debates between Biden and the president. What Trump needs to do is bring a clinical psychiatrist to assess Biden's mental state after the debate. That's what he needs. All right, we got
to. When it comes to COVID-19, after months of doing nothing other than predicting the virus would disappear, or maybe if you drank bleach, you may be okay, Trump has simply given up. He's waved the white flag. He's walked away. And his failures come with the terrible human cost and deep economic toll. Time and again, working families are paying the price.
Maybe to drink bleach. Is that what he said? To drink bleach.
After months of doing nothing other than predicting the virus would disappear, or maybe if you drank bleach, you may be...
If you drank bleach. He got it. But it's still a lie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, how many times does he get to repeat that lie? Is the fact checker going to call him out at the debate if he says it for the, I don't know how many times he said that, drinking bleach? He never said that people should drink bleach. But again, you know, that's the great part about being a Democrat. You don't have to worry about fact checking.
Howie, whenever it's time to fact check Democrats, the fact checking websites go like this. Instead of saying true or false, they say, it's complicated. And then they go on to explain why they think it could be interpreted as true or false.
Right. And, you know, in this case, you know, there is a bleach called Clorox. And the drug that President Trump was talking about was hydroxychloroquine. So there were several letters that were in the same pattern as Clorox. So obviously you can't. Oh, the Uncle Joe, he's a good guy. You know, come on. What's the problem here? 844-500-42.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Let's play cut number one. This is when he's talking about the police are the enemy and they should be teching people.
Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. So my generic point is that...
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
What does he mean, his generic point? I know what the word generic means, but it doesn't seem appropriate here. Someone that tells me just be thankful that you're not the person who has to do the sign language for the for the deaf. That would be tough. Tecting. What is the sign language for tecting? All right. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi has come up with some new history. She's trying to go toe-to-toe with Joe Biden. Cut number six, please.
I'm not one of those people who's wedded to, oh, a statue to somebody someplace is an important thing. If the community doesn't want the statue there, the statue shouldn't be there. That doesn't diminish my pride in my Italian-American heritage and the fact that it was a country discovered by an Italian, named for an Italian, Amerigo Vespucci. So I have that pride.
Amerigo Vespucci did not discover America. He was one of the first explorers, but he didn't reach the New World. I looked him up today after she said this until 1499. He first worked for the Spanish and then he worked for the Portuguese. He wasn't Italian. But she says if the community doesn't want it, in her estimation, I guess the community is the mob. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.